too. Dave Stuckman and his wife Laura. And Dave is actually helping me to make lots of money for the project in the National. And this is the first time hearing all this. Maybe the concept of God being person and having a loving relationship might be new to them. But I might think they may have questions like, it sounds, what you're saying might not be very practical, surrendering everything to Krishna when you have to still have responsibilities. How would things go on? You know, like how would
people... If it's on my responsibility, that is not surrender at all. Why Krishna will take up responsibility? And mine, you are already mine. I am mine with you. Krishna never listened to you. No, never listen. But the question, my and mine, Aham Mama Bhava Sudha, is our thought, yours, isn't it? What Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what is I and mine? Now, from today, this moment, is all yours. Nothing I and mine. Now, I am not in my home, I am in your home, your house. You are saying my home, my family, my responsibility. Why Krishna is living? That means you are not surrendered, you are not giving. Yes, keeping yourself, all right, you do. That's your responsibility, not mine. Why Krishna take up responsibility? Understand? Yes. As long as you are keeping my eye on mine, no, that's yours. Not Krishna. No more eye on mine, it's all Krishna. It's my house, my family. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, no more mine. I am in your house. Tumi Grosvami, I am Shevak. You are house master, I am your servant. I am staying in your house, your home, nothing mine, no more, no longer. Do you understand? Yes, that is complete surrender, complete dedication.
But the average person doesn't have that faith.
Are it is not for average person, Baba. It is for a true surrendered devotee. Completely surrendered. Sarvadam Mahanpuritijya Mahamigun Saranam Bhaja. Not average person, Baba. Average person says, I and mine. He cannot give up this thing, I and mine, Baba. The day you give up complete I and mine, then you surrender. Then you say, yes, Krishna accepts, yes, mine. Yes. Yes. Transcend the level of average. Beyond that. Otherwise, you cannot be free from your fear, anxiety, lamentation. It's always there. Every moment you are feeling, isn't it? Facing? Yes. No solution to it. No solution. There's only solution. Yes?
The story of Narsimha Mehta seems to have similarities with the story of Sudama Mitra.
Yes, yes, Sudama Mitra. Yes.
Especially the fact that Narsimha Mehta was not able actually.
No, never ask him. When his wife just hit, pushing. Yes. Wife was pushing, yes.
But when he went to Krishna, he didn't actually ask him.
No, he didn't ask anything. Narsimha Mehta didn't ask. He sat down there. He heard Bhagavad. Completely forgot. Just wife pushed all right, I'm getting out. Yes, same thing, yes, similar. Nothing to ask for. Krishna has only taken up. Why to ask? He's just acting, yes. Just acting like external. Wife is pushing all right. Why sit down? See, all it. Put so much stress on me. Give me so much trouble. You cannot allow me to do my bhajan. So let me get out. Silly woman, he cannot understand this thing. Yes. So he cannot allow. She won't give me a person to do my bhajan. You understand? She won't allow me. Only trouble, create trouble. Why create trouble? Let me get out. Yes. Yes, that is nothing else. One was Complete faith. Complete faith in the words of Krishna. Yes, Krishna said this. Yoga kevam bahama. Yes. You should have complete faith in it. This Shraddha. Yes. Sakala chadiya bhai Shraddha devir guna bhai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Sakala chadiya bhai Shraddha devir guna bhai. Give up everything. Sing the glory of Shraddha Devi, goddess Shraddha. Shraddha means unflinching faith. Unflinching faith. Yes, in the words of Krishna. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Yes. Then, we go from beginning from Shraddha, then last is prema, love. Then you have to love. Yes. Isn't it? Faith to love. So, we teach this, we say, have complete faith in Krishna, complete faith and full faith in the words of Krishna. Yes.
I was going to say that God, Krishna is so merciful that He sends, in this world, saintly people for the rest of the world to take shelter of you.
Yes. 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 Anagrahaya charanti bhavyani bhutani janardhanasya. Yes. The devotees of Lord Janardhana. Krishna. They come here. Yes. Out of mercy, they come here. They wander here. Yes. To say this thing. Yes. To impart this Tattva Gyan. Yes. Not theoretically, practical. They have practiced it in their own life. Put into practice in their own life. They are not speaking theoretically. Devotees of Janardhana. They are completely surrendered. They never say, I'm mine. Everything Krishna. Sevad sukha dukha parama sampada nasaya avidya dukha. Yes, whatever happiness or distress I get rendering service unto Krishna, it is parama sampada, is supreme state. Yes, the free from the dispels, the ignorance. You understand? Darkness of ignorance. Yes. Prema bhakti jahoite avidya vinasa jate. If you can develop prema bhakti, then your avidya, ignorance, is finished, destroyed. Ignorance is the seed, bija. Avidya is the bija. Do you understand? Ignorance is the seed of your suffering. Do you understand? The cause of your suffering is ignorance, nothing else, isn't it? Yes. And the seed is thin, destroyed, so there is no germination. Nothing will sprout. Seed is destroyed. Yes? Yes, that is to teach people, you see. General people, you see, unless he suffers, unless he gets some shock, something, he won't turn his face towards Krishna. You understand? A material world, suffering is there, pade pade vipadang, if you stay there, danger, suffering, problems, we face it. Therefore, he is just keeping himself in the liberal ordinary person. Ordinary person, always in anxiety, always in fear of all these things. And he says that thing, and he acted like that. Then, Atma Sannivedan, then I completely surrender, now I am free. Understand? Yes. In their liver. He put himself in their liver, always, like an ordinary people. Unless he practices, how can he teach? His teaching will not be effective. Do you follow me? Yes. आपने ना कोई धर्मों सीखा ना जाए। I said that. Why Krishna came in form Mahaprabhu? Why he cried? Need of crying? Huh? Unless I cry, why? How can I say him to cry? Say him to cry? I am not crying. Why you tell him? I am not right. I cry, so tell him you cry. Do you understand? All right. Thank you.
Next. is an excerpt from an evening darshan recorded on February 18, 1993 in Mayapur, India.
Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Himava Divyo Chavishundaraya Tasmi Maha Prema Rasapradaya Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Always we speak this thing and emphasize on it, that this human life is rarely achieved life. Dullabhu manusam janmam. Purpose of this birth is what? What is the purpose of this birth? Speak loudly. What is the purpose of this birth? To understand, to know Krishna. That dhamma karma samye divyam evam dhuviti tattva saha tekva deham punar dhamma ma iti sammangeti arjuna. Krishna has said this thing in 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. My birth, my appearance, my activities, karma, are all transcendental, not material. One who knows or understands this in tattva, in truth, that will be his last life here in this material world. Quitting this body, you will go to me. No rebirth, no rebirth. That means you will never come here again to this material world. Do you understand? That is the purpose of this rarely achieved human birth, to understand Krishna in tattva. Do you understand? In other words, paramartha love, which is fifth purusartha, supreme purusartha, that is pure Krishna bhakti, prema bhakti. Prema bhakti means to get Krishna, to get Krishna. You understand? That is the purpose of human birth, really achieved, dullabha. So this is the whole purpose. So this teaching is given to human beings, not to other animals other than human beings. They cannot understand it. And when human birth is obtained, so this goal is there, this purpose is there. And one who is intelligent and wise, he should only make endeavor for this. Without, what do you say, wasting, you understand, time. Immediately he should understand. As soon as he understands this thing, and the moment he understands this thing, he must engage in that. How can I develop pure Krishna bhakti, elevate my level of consciousness to the highest level of consciousness, that is complete Krishna consciousness. That we are saying, five levels of consciousness, highest level of consciousness. Complete Krishna consciousness, completely blossoming consciousness. You understand? Come up, come. That is the purpose. The Krishna Srihudam Sarvabhutanam is the only well-wishing friend of all human beings. And it's all living entities, sarva-bhutanam. And he makes arrangement how we can understand him, how we can understand, how we can get him. You understand? What he does, what arrangement he makes? What arrangements he makes? Loudly, loudly. Yes, yes. He manifests his leela here. Give Shastra. Yes, then? Mayamugdha jivar nahi. Krishna smuti gyan jivere kripaye koile Krishna veda purana. First thing. Mayamugdha jiva, understand? Conditioned souls, they're captured by Maya. Those who are under clutches of Maya. Those who have completely forgotten Krishna, they are Mayamugdha jiva. Completely under clutches of Maya. They have completely forgotten Krishna. They have developed the bodily conception of life. Bodies, everything. You understand? They don't know anything else than body. They don't know about the soul. They don't know this thing. And the super soul. That is Mayamugdha jiva. Completely forgotten Krishna. So, for them, Krishna, kripai kaile Veda Purana. Out of mercy, get this Veda Puranas. You understand? Vedic literatures. Because in these Vedic literatures, four Vedas, Upanishads, this Mahabharata, original Ramayana, compiled by Valmiki, Pancharatra Shastra, like Narada Pancharatra, 18 Puranas are there written by Vyasadeva, and the sense of all these is Bhagavata Mahapurana. These are all Vedic literatures. You understand? All Vedic literatures. So this is first thing Krishna did, he gave. Because through the Shastras, Vedic literatures, he speaks. This tattva, is tattva, jiva tattva, sakti tattva, tattvas are there. First thing, Veda Puranas give. But second thing, how can one understand what these Vedic literatures say? That should be understood properly. And how can it be understood? And who can understand it? Next thing, Guru. You understand? Shastra Guru Atma Rupi Apna Ke Janam Krishna Mor Prahutrata Jivir Hoi Gyan. This is the process. First Shastra, then comes Guru. Without the help of Guru, you cannot understand Shastra. Can you? By the interpret material knowledge, scholarship, learning, you understand? You cannot understand. Because this is not material knowledge. Spiritual or transcendental knowledge, one cannot. So Guru is required, next thing. Who knows this tattva, knows this tattva, knows Krishna, knows tattva, who has knowledge in three tattvas. What are three tattvas? Three tattvas, Sadananda. No. Yes? What? Mind?
Maya.
Maya. Yes, Sakti. Isvara Jiva and Maya. Material nature. In other words, material nature. Isvara means Lord. Jiva, living entity. Jivatma, Maya, illusory energy or material energy. You understand? Three tattvas. And how these three are related? Samandha. You understand? Sadananda, understand? Yes. One who knows, he knows tattva. That is Guru. Tattva-dasya. Tabvidhi-pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekhyanti te jnano jnanino tatadarsino. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, tad vijnanartham sa gurunga bhavi gacchet samipani sutriyam ramanishtam. Upanishad says, in order to know this vijnana of this science, science on these three tattvas, do you understand? Isha tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva, shakti tattva. Tadvijnana artham, spiritual science, science of the self, atma vijnana, isha vijnana, do you understand? One must approach bona fide guru. Guru Nabhavi Gacchet. Bona fide guru means he knows this tattva, he has heard it from his guru. This is basically success of him, sotriyam, hearing process. Sotriyam means one who has heard. You understand? One who has heard from his guru. His guru has heard from his guru in this way. Acharya Vana Purusha Veda. This is Acharya Parampara. This is succession, this is succession of Acharya. You understand? That is guru knows. So the knower of the truth is the seer of the truth. Adya Jnana Tattva Vradhi Vradhindra Kumar. Son of Nanda Maharaj is absolute truth. Who knows him and who has seen him or sees him. Yes, Guru. Do you understand me? Once that was such a guru. Tadvijnatam Guru Bhavyasam. Samitpani Sutriyam Ramanishtam. He's fixed. He's fixed in this person, Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? Brahmanistha. Fixed in Brahma. Fixed in Krishna consciousness. And Sutriyam, he comes in this hearing process, is a bona fide disciplic succession. Srauta Paramparjya. Hearing process. Srauta. In a speculation. Srauta Paramparjya. Hearing process. Sutriyam Brahman. Samitpani Sutriyam. When disciple comes to the guru, he comes with the samit. Samit means what? Wood, that will for fire sacrifice. Samit, you understand? Because fire sacrifice will be done. So he comes with wood, that will be used for fire sacrifice. That's a samit. Yes, Upanishad says. So, this is Guru, Sadhu, that is Shastra Guru. Because without the Guru's instruction, one cannot understand it. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadikhyanti te jnanam jnanina tatvadarsina. The seers of the truth, tatvadarsi, they impart this knowledge to a surrendered disciple. Shishyateham sadhiman tam prapannam. Prapannam means surrender. I surrender. Surrender means completely dedicated. Atmanvedam. Complete dedication at the lotus feet of Guru. Lotus feet of Guru. Shishyateham. I become your shishya. I become your disciple. I come under complete, it is a complete, strict discipline. Who is under discipline is a disciple. Guru has that right to inflict discipline. Nobody has this right. Guru has only that right to inflict discipline. Disciple means under discipline. One has no guru, he is not disciplined. He is in this stupid mind. Can prompt many things, speak some many things. So he can do as he wants. As if stupid mind from the who is control. So he is indisciplined. If there is nobody to inflict discipline on him, because there is no guru. Guru is the controller. Guru, one who inflict discipline. You understand? One should accept that. Guru. Pranipata, pariprasana, seva, three things. Pranipata means complete surrender, complete dedication. That is pranipata, first thing. First thing needed, pranipata. Pranipata means complete dedication, complete surrender unto Guru. Then seva, serve Guru, please him. Then humbly ask, inquiry, tattva vijnasa. Many questions are there, many doubts are there. Yes. And Guru will remove those doubts. Sansidhim, that is a sarva sansaya sanchitta guru rudahuta. That's one of the definitions. One who clarifies all sorts of doubt. All sorts of doubt. Sarva sansaya sanchitta clarifies all sorts of doubt. That's guru. Not quoting authority, quoting sastra. Not speculating. That's guru. You understand? That's pranipata, pariprasana, seva. The three things. This is the process. Pranipata, pariprasana, seva. Surrender unto guru. Serve guru, pleasing, humbly, inquire. Then guru imparts the jnana. Guru imparts the jnana. By the mercy, by hearing from guru, complete faith, concentrated attention, complete faith, one gets mercy. By the mercy of guru, one understands it. One understands this tattva. But Veda, Purana have said, Shastra Guru, Atma Rupi, Apna Ki Dhanam, Krishna Mur Prabhu Trata, Jivir Harijyan. This is the all arrangements of Krishna. You understand? Then Jiva, conditioned soul, can understand that Krishna is my master, eternal master. Krishna is my deliverer. This jnana. You understand? Otherwise a conditioned soul cannot understand. This is the process. And Krishna also descends here in this material world. Krishna is aboard Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. His eternal Leela is going on there. And he descends here with his dham, with his parikara, associates, paraphernalia. Manifests his will also here. Why? Why does he do so? Bolo? To attract. He is merciful. He is very merciful, you understand? Krishna is very merciful, Osena Mercy, Kripa Sindhu, isn't it? He always, his friend, well-wishing friend, always with this soul in the heart, super soul, he prompts also, says, one is a liberated soul, pure soul, he can hear the prompting of super soul. Otherwise nobody can hear. You understand? Nobody can. A conditioned soul cannot hear. Conditioned soul hears the prompting of Maya. Prompting Maya. He cannot hear prompting of the super soul. You understand? So though super soul friend is always sitting there with the soul and saying. But he can hear that thing through Sadhu Shastra Guru. Sadhu Shastra Guru. It comes. Conditioned soul can hear through this. Then he becomes purified consciousness, purified, pure soul, no material desire, no material contamination. Consciousness completely purified, heart is completely purified. Then he can hear what super soul says. And that will confirm through sadhu, sastra, guru. That's confirmation. Understand? So Krishna descends here in this material world and manifests his leela, because that will be narrated. That will be, topic should be discussed. You understand? That is the topic to be